Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our chapel today. I'd like to briefly introduce someone who's here on our campus today. Her name is Beth Radloff Gove. She is with an organization known as Joy-Filled Children of the World. I'll let her briefly explain what that organization does. Beth's one of our alumni.
Fellow students of our Lord Jesus, this morning I have to follow my own advice and preach very carefully because the subject before us this morning is faith. Hear the words from Hebrews 11th chapter, the first verse. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Many times over the years, I've advised my seminary students to be very careful when preaching about faith. Because when you focus believers' attention on faith, you risk that they turn their attention totally inward. And they start asking questions like, is my faith strong enough? Can I believe harder? Do I have to work harder to believe? And so you can see that faith can come to be viewed as a work, something that we do. Just remember this. Faith is not something we do. Faith is what God does. What we do is worry. What we do is doubt. We don't do faith. But God, the Holy Spirit, does faith in us. For most of us, that happened at our baptism when the Holy Spirit came to us and worked faith in our hearts through God's Word. then God's word comes to us frequently and regularly and strengthens our faith with a message of the gospel that God has rescued us from our sins and from death and from the power of the devil by the work, the life, death, and resurrection of God's Son, Jesus Christ. And when that powerful word comes to us, the Holy Spirit causes us to believe it. And that's the source of our faith, God, the Holy Spirit. And now the writer to the Hebrews, in these words before us, tells us what this precious gift is that God the Holy Spirit has placed into us. He says, now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Luther says this passage speaks about an inner confidence that the Christian has. It's being convinced that even though we can't see certain things right now, they are real, that God is real, that angels are real and watching over us, that the glories of heaven are real and waiting for us. It's being sure that the things we hope for will really come to pass as surely as if they are here already. We know, we don't just hope, we know that God will always care for us. We know that we will always have the forgiveness of our sins through the work of Jesus Christ. We know that the heavenly mansions are being prepared for us, that our bodies will rise from the grave. We know, in the words of the Apostle Peter, that we have an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. That's what faith is. But our faith, if our faith is all God's work in us, is there anything we can do? Well, certainly we can thank God for the faith he has given us, even though we don't deserve it. We can desire a stronger faith, as you sang in yesterday's hymn, "Oh, for a faith that will not shrink." We can pray for a stronger faith, along with the father who brought his son to Jesus for healing, and he prayed, we're told, with tears, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." We can remember, as St. Paul reminds us, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and so we can turn to God's word often and regularly and make use of the means of grace by which our faith is strengthened. Go to the Lord's Supper often. Remember our baptism every day. And we can do even more than that. We can use our faith. Because faith doesn't just sit there. Faith enables. Faith enables, first of all, us to get to work. Faith is a power in our lives to do God's work, and it's a great power. Jesus said on the Tuesday of Holy Week to his disciples, he said, "I say to you, if you have faith as a tiny mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." That's our Lord's promise. And after the verse of our reading, Hebrews chapter 11 continues with a catalog of what we call the heroes of faith, a list of people in the Old Testament and what they did empowered by their faith. It says, "By faith Noah did this thing, and by faith Sarah did that thing, and by faith Abraham did something else, and by faith Moses did that," and so on through a long list of Old Testament believers. What they did, empowered by their faith. And you know, we might as well continue this forward and say, by faith, Martin Luther, 500 years ago, as we celebrated last year, brought back the gospel into the church. And we can say that by faith, 100 years ago this year, a group of 13 pastors founded the Evangelical Lutheran Synod We celebrate that this summer. We can say, by faith, 91 years ago, a group of the Evangelical Lutheran Synod purchased Bethany Lutheran College, and it became a college of the church. And we can say, by faith, President Pfeiffer still continues to guide this school today. And we can say, by faith, the professor you have in your next class guides you into his or her discipline. We can say, by faith, you commit yourself to your studies so that you can be of service to our Lord, serving God and other people in people that you haven't even met yet, in ways that you haven't even imagined yet, all with works of service to our Lord that he has lined up for you to do by faith. It's your faith that enables you to do God's work, but maybe even more important, faith enables you to rest. Trouble comes, our plans are interrupted, our comfortable life is disturbed, unhappiness, sickness, death. Times like these, faith especially takes hold and brings us rest. Faith enables us at times like those to rest in Jesus and really do what St. Paul urges when he says, be joyful always. Always. Pray continually, he says. Give thanks in all circumstances. In all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Faith enables us to know that when we pray in the words that our Lord himself has taught us, thy will be done, we know that God's good and gracious will is done for believers for their benefit always. Whatever happens is the will of God who loves us. Faith enables us to rest especially from the fear that we have to earn our own way to heaven, that we have to do things to please God. Faith clings to the truth that it's all been done for us by our Lord Jesus. Faith enables us to face anything, even death, without fear. This faith, this substance of things hoped for, this evidence of things to come, this unwavering confidence in God and in his love, this sure conviction that what God says is true and real is true and real, this absolute confidence that when God promises to do something, he will do it, this power that enables us to work for Jesus, this power that enables us to rest in Jesus. This faith is the gift that God the Holy Spirit has graciously bestowed upon us. Thanks be to God. Let's rise for prayer. We join in the Lord's Prayer in this time with special awareness that when we pray in the petition, thy will be done, we have the faith and confidence that God's gracious and good will is always done for the benefit of his believers. We pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Good morning.